Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here this morning. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs. Glenn requesting Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. And that song, they didn't play it when they came to Ginger's. No, man, that would be too much like work. Oh, that's fantastic. I like Three Dog Night very much, though. Although they made me angry that night. No, man, that's too much like work. We're going to play Twist and Shout. Oh, because you're known for Twist and Shout. All right.
I wonder if Glenn knew that you served as their drummer that night, and that's why he picked it in honor of Only Child's Day.
Oh, in honor of Only Child's Day, yeah, yeah. I didn't play drums the whole night. Played drums with them for just a few songs, because I was like, if they're not going to play one, I don't care.
Weren't you working?
No.
We
were hanging out. No, I wasn't bartending. No, I was not bartending. It was a Sunday. It was off night. I wasn't bartending. I was in there. We would go. There was this English guy named Stuart who my friends and I first saw him play at the Red Lion when the Red Lion had the upstairs still open. When the upstairs was still open at the Red Lion, he would play every Saturday night, and he was just him and an acoustic guitar, and sometimes he had a guy with him play bass. And we would go there every Saturday, and we'd have a blast. When they would take a break, my friends and I, we would have a few drinks in us, and we would sing. All of us would be like seven of us at a table. We would sing all of Bohemian Rhapsody, and it became a thing. Every Saturday night, it became a thing. Like we were known as the Guinness Boys Choir, and. So we did, when Stuart took his break, we would sing Bohemian Rhapsody from beginning to end, the entire thing. And it would be like seven drunk guys at a table banging on the table. And the people, they would buy us drinks, and the Red Lion loved it. So like we were performing while Stuart took a break, so we did it all the time. So we used to see him all the time. Then he started playing at Ginger's, so we would come and watch him at Ginger's. And we would do Bohemian Rhapsody, and I would go up on stage and sing like my signature song that I'd sang was A-Hole by Dennis Leary. So I would go up on stage and sing that. And so we were there that night, and he came in, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be great because Three Dog Night's coming in. And I'm like, what? Because we used to play with Stuart. I'd play drums with him sometimes. And then that's how it happened. But I was not working. No, I wasn't bartending that night. That would be a little awkward. You guys get your own drinks. I'll be on stage playing drums with Three Dog Night.
I'm busy
playing drums with Three Dog Night. So, anyway. Now, Dan, you've heard the conspiracy theory I have about Wayne's World, right?
I have heard this, yes.
Esmeralda, do you know the conspiracy theory about Wayne's World that I have?
That it's stolen?
Yes. Well, something stolen. Yes. Here's the thing. And I know this sounds very Oliver Stone-ish, and I don't know, I'm just presenting the facts. As I told you, Esmeralda, every Saturday night we would sing Bohemian Rhapsody. My friends and I would sing Bohemian Rhapsody. The place would go nuts, and this was kind of a thing that we did every Saturday at the Red Lion. And we did it for, geez, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years. We would go to Red Lion every Saturday night. We'd drink, we'd listen to Stuart, and we'd hang out, and then we'd sing Bohemian Rhapsody. And it got to the point where people would come upstairs when we sing Bohemian Rhapsody. It got to the point where even the people downstairs would come up and they would hear us and they would cheer and we would do Bohemian Rhapsody, the whole thing. And the whole the headbanging thing, we used to do that. Like we would bang our heads and do that. So we had heard that Mike Myers was in town filming exteriors for Wayne's World. He was filming exteriors for Wayne's World because, parts of it were shot in and around Chicago and in Aurora. And, he has a tendency to enjoy British things. And everybody told us that he had been to the Red Lion a couple of times during his stay and he might come back. So we did this every Saturday night. And now I didn't see Mike Myers. I didn't see him. I didn't, nobody said that he came in. There was a rumor that he was coming in, on a Saturday night. And then I go and see Wayne's World. This is, like probably 6 months later. I go and see Wayne's World six, 7 months later. And I see the beginning of the movie, and I was like, oh, my God. Because they did, you know, they did the Bohemian Rhapsody thing in the car. And did the headbanging and the singing and the, you know, all that stuff. We did all of that. My friends and I did all of that. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's a coincidence. That's really, you know, that's really crazy. And then someone from, somebody I know in L.A. sent me a copy of the original script, and that's not in the original script. And so I went, okay, Mike Myers may have stolen this from my friends and I. So, and Mike Myers is a known comedy thief. I mean, he is stolen from everybody. His Dr. Evil is a ripoff Mark McKinney's impression of Lorne Michaels from the guy who invented Stummies in Brain Candy. You know the boss in Brain Candy? Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right, Esmeralda? Mark McKinney is like, when I invented Stummies, that guy. That's him doing Lorne Michaels, and that was before Dr. Evil, and Mike Myers stole that from him. And so he's a known comedy thief, Mike Myers. So now I don't have any proof of any of this, but I'm just presenting the facts. Now the odds that he stole it from us are very, very, you know, very high that he didn't steal it from us. You know what I mean? But it's just a weird coincidence. It's just a very weird coincidence that freaked me out. And my friends and I, when we saw the movie, we were like, I can't, wow. And then when I got the script and it wasn't in it, and I showed my friends, they're like, they ripped us off, man. We need money. Like, anyway. So, but that's it's true. I'm not making any of that up. It's absolutely true. He didn't steal it from us, probably, but it's a very weird coincidence. That's all. So, another reason why I hate that movie. Anyway. So, you know, Esmeralda, have you ever had the lemon cake? At Portillo's?
I have not.
You know, neither have I, but people are freaking out that it's back. Dan, you've never had it. We talked about it the other day, right?
I have not had it.
I've never. People have had it. 312-981-7200. Apparently, this is like a big... Now, let me tell you something about this, though. If it's as good as the chocolate cake, then I can understand why people are freaking out. Because that chocolate cake at Portillo's... But please. You've had the chocolate cake, right, Dan? You've had that.
Oh, yes, many times.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda, you've had the chocolate cake at Portillo's?
Yes.
Oh, please. But people are freaking out. Portillo's is bringing its previously discontinued lemon cake back for a second year in a row. The restaurant chain announced it this past week. The cake will be available now through September 11th at all Portillo's locations and via the restaurant's mobile app. Portillo's menu has been without the cake for more than a decade until last spring when a Reddit user offered an open bounty of $300 for the cake's recipe. The Reddit thread became a sensation, leading Portillo's to bring the cake back last summer. The lemon cake is made of two yellow cake layers topped with lemon frosting. Upon its return last year, consumers bought more than 90,000 whole cakes or 900,000 slices during the limited run. Wow! Customers throughout the country will be able to have the cake shipped for $49.99 at Portillo's website. This announcement comes just a week after Portillo sold slices of its signature chocolate cake for 55 cents in celebration of the chain's 55th anniversary. Why didn't I get a 55-cent slice? Did you go, Dan, did you take advantage of that?
We did not. And I think Eileen was there during that week. So.
Well, there's a Portillo's not far. Harlem and Irving, right?
Harlem and Lawrence.
In that area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Harlem. Oh, Lawrence and Harlem, right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway, if you've had this lemon cake, if it's as good as the chocolate cake, I can understand why 900,000 slices were sold. I can totally understand. But then that got me thinking about limited run food items that you miss that you want to come back when they were only on limited run. And I've got a ton of them here. The greatest limited-run fast food items of all time. And we'll talk about some of those. If you guys want to jump in with that. And if you've had the lemon cake from Portillo's, please tell us about it. 312-981-7200. But I would love to hear from you. What limited-run foods, fast food items, do you miss? Do you wish they'd bring back? And sometimes they do come back just for a limited time. And when they come back, like, of course, the most famous being the McRib. The McRib is the most famous limited run fast food item. And, you know, people go nuts when they come back. Vince Moranto, I just want to mention, great stand-up comedian, friend of the show, friend of the station, listener as well. He documents every McRib he eats during McRib season, as they call it. He'll take a picture of it, sometimes he has three a day. Vince will have like three McRibs a day because it's limited time. You got to cram as many of them down your gullet as possible because it's only going to be around for a short while. And I love the McRib. The McRib is my favorite. I think McRib might be my favorite fast food sandwich of all time. And when I worked at McDonald's, you know, in the 80s, the early 80s, it was a regular it was a regular item. It wasn't featured. It wasn't limited. You'd get it any time of year. So, yeah. And I always, and Esmeralda, as I've mentioned before, whenever we talk about the McRib, we have to talk about that episode of the Osbournes where they... where they pass the McDonald's and Jack goes, "Oh, the McRib's back." And then Kelly just mocks him.
Yeah.
The McRib is back. All right. So limited food items. Which ones do you miss? Which ones do you love when they come back? And the lemon cake at Portillo's. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we'll take a break and jump back with that. And we're going to talk also about... only children, and we've got a visit from Skip Skipley and pop-up video as well. And CC Dog Knight refuses to play that now.
Three Dog Knight and YouTube together are saying no.
No, that's Liar, by the way, which is a great song that, again, they didn't play the night they came into Ginger's. It'd be like too much like work, man. Hey, there's a United Auto commercial on right now, Esmeralda. I don't know if you're going to be on it or not.
I saw one in the newsroom, but I only saw the title card.
Yeah.
So I didn't
Anytime that logo pops up on the screen, I immediately just look up to see if you and V are going to be up there singing. It happens every once in a while. Didn't happen now. You were not featured on this past commercial.
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG and Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Glenn requested Three Dog Night, and that would have been Liar, which is a fantastic song by Three Dog Night on Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to talk about Only Children because today is National Only Child Day, and us Only Children got to stick together, man. Nobody cares about us. And now we're talking about limited edition food because the lemon cake at Portillo's is back, and people are losing their minds. I've never tried it. As we mentioned, if it's anywhere near as good as the chocolate cake at Portillo's, I can understand why people are losing it. Give us a call or a text if you've tried that, and what are your favorite limited run foods? 312-981-7200. I have some of the greatest limited run fast food items of all time here. How about this, Esmeralda? Frings.
What is what?
Frings, F-R-I-N-G-S, Frings. They were served at Jack in the Box, which we don't have Jack in the Box in the Chicagoland area. It was introduced in 1979. Deciding between fries and onion rings became a thing of the past when Jack in the Box introduced this amazing hybrid. People didn't appreciate a good thing while it was there, and Frings were discontinued. So it's fries and onion rings together. I think that's a great idea. I would order that. Wouldn't you order that, Dan? Wouldn't you order that?
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
Man, I would eat that all day long. That's a good idea. I wonder if any other places do that. Serve frings, onion rings, and fries together. Esmeralda, would you be up for that?
For sure.
Yeah. All right, now I remember this. Do you guys remember the Super Bar at Wendy's?
I don't.
Do not.
Okay. All right. I don't know whose idea it was. But for some time, Wendy's featured a big salad bar. And it's everything that you would expect a fast food Wendy's salad bar. It was disgusting. Here's what it says. Essentially a next level salad bar. The sheer availability of toppings was enough to make any anti-salad person a convert. Imagine every kind of salad topping you can think of and those that you didn't even know existed. And then they say, please, Wendy's, bring it back. Well, here's the thing. It was a ton of stuff on this salad bar. Like a ton of stuff. And sides and all kinds of crazy stuff. And you could go up and reload. I think it was like You can go back up to the salad bar and eat. I think, well, we used to go back up like 15 times in one sitting and just load up. But I just say this, at least at the Wendy's that we went to, which was on Belmont, Dan? Belmont, near maybe Cicero-ish? Was there one on Belmont?
Belmont and Cicero.
Maybe further west, Belmont near Harlem, maybe?
There's one right by there's one by the hip.
Right, I know that. That used to be an Arby's. Right? Didn't that used to be an Arby's? Because I know there was an Arby's right there.
Yeah.
But no, this one was, okay, there was one, anyway, there was one on the west side that we went, northwest side that we went to. And I'll just say this, the idea was great and they loaded it up with stuff, but, you know, having 16-year-old kids maintain cleanliness on a salad bar, you know, is not a good thing, especially since, like, you know, a lot of the people who go to Wendy's are teenagers and stuff, and they'll be slapping cheese sauce into different things. I mean, it was disgusting. And the sneeze bar was always, the sneeze guard was never really shiny. You know, it was just not, let's just say, not the most hygienic salad bar that you would ever see. Like, sometimes you would order it, and you'd go, hey, I'll take a super bar, and they would give you, like, you know, utensils, and they give you a plastic plate or something, and then you'd order that at the counter, and then you'd walk over to the super bar, and you'd take one look at it and go, oh, man, I shouldn't have ordered this. I didn't realize that every item would be mixed up and spoons would be slapped everywhere. So, I wouldn't expect a sparkling, clean, you know, really perfectly attended to salad bar at a Wendy's. I just wouldn't. And we didn't get, and that just was the case. So that's why it was only around, I think it was only around a couple of years before they got rid of it. So, how about the enormous omelet sandwich? You guys remember the enormous omelet sandwich I brought from Burger King?
No, that does not sound good.
I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think it sounds awesome too.
I just imagine just so much egg.
Yeah.
So much egg.
Yeah. Dan, did you ever try the enormous omelet sandwich?
No, I didn't, but I make, every time we have eggs, I naturally put it on bread.
Yeah. No butter.
No. Ugh.
Now, when you cook eggs, do you use butter? What do you use?
I mean, I don't cook, so. Oh. I mean, I'm okay with it being an ingredient.
You just don't want it spread on things.
I don't top it.
Not even on baked potato. You don't put butter on a baked potato.
I do not.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda, oh my God.
What do you put on it?
Sour cream, at least?
I don't. I mean, I try to eat it without stuff.
Just eat a dry potato?
A dry baked potato.
Some cheese, maybe?
No, I don't know. You know, if there's a bacon bit around, occasionally.
One bacon bit?
One little crumb.
A bacon bit. I'll have a baked potato with a bacon bit, please.
See, but your issue isn't... Your issues is, like, margarine, not, like, real... Butter.
I don't put any butter, margarine, anything on.
Any product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Your homemade egg sandwich that you're so proud of is dwarfed literally by the former BK menu item. Like the name says, this was a huge omelet sandwich, and that's exactly what we all need. And I had the enormous omelet sandwich at Burger King, and it's lovely. It was enormous. And awesome.
How do you go on with your day?
Oh, you don't.
That's the thing.
You just eat it and lay down. That's what you do. We're going to take a break here. We got the news coming up and then more. What are your favorite limited edition food items? 312-981-7200. And we'll return with the news after this. Hey, Dan, you know what movie opens with this song, don't you?
I think you've talked about it once or twice.
It's Amy Mann's version, but yeah, Magnolia opens with that song. Glenn, Three Dog Night on Triple Play Thursday. You be at Triple Play Thursday? See, I like that he chose a band with the name Three in its title because it's three songs. See?
Very apropos.
That's one by Three Dog Night. Harry Nilsson wrote that song. Tremendous song. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 312-981-7201, artist, three songs. We'll get to those a little bit later as well. We're going to talk about Only Children. Skip Skipley's on the way. Is the radar and sonar on?
Both are on, yes.
Hey, I wonder if when we go across the river there, and if Skip's going to use a bong marine. Do you think Skip will use bong marine? Copyright Nick DiGilio as Esmeralda Leon.
I think that needs to be Esmeralda Leon, then you, right? I mean, it was Esmeralda's idea first.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to.
Mm-hmm. Wow, tension already.
We're not going to split hairs on it right now.
Well, I mean, what's the split? Is it 70-30? Is it 60-40? What do we got here?
I don't know. What are you trying to stir up here?
I'm not trying to stir up anything. I'm just making sure Esmeralda gets paid.
Yeah.
We're going to get paid tons of money for that unbelievable idea for Cheech and Chong in Bong Marine. So, anyway, Skip's on his way.
Skip's a lawyer, so I'm sure that
Skip is a lawyer as well. That's right.
You know,
hammer out a contract for us when he gets here. Pop-up video coming up later on. We are talking about limited edition fast food items that you love, when they come back, or you would like to see them come back. The lemon cake at Portillo's is back, and people are going nuts. This is simply 770 area code, all caps and exclamation points, Esmeralda. Yes, the lemon cake is good. So,
well, there we go.
There we go. 312 area code says, I forget which comedian it was. Maybe it was Vince, but the comedian said, the McRib is the deadbeat dad of fast food. It comes around only twice a year, and we're supposed to be happy about it. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute now. You know, I like the McRib. I've talked about when I did some stand-up some years ago. Actually, I've worked with Vince many times, and I did a McRib thing, too. But I talked about how it's, like, the most honest sandwich. It's the most honest fast food sandwich because there's you can't say it. You know, you look at it and you go, that's completely processed. It's not trying to lie to you. It's not like, oh, this is good for you, and then it turns out to not be good for you. Or this is made from 100% beef, or there are no byproducts in this. No. The McRib does not lie. You look at the McRib and you go, okay, that it looks like it has bones, but it doesn't. That's not natural in any possible way. Nothing looks like that. That is completely processed. So that's why I like the McRib. I admire its honesty. It doesn't lie to you. The McRib will never lie to you. You know that. I did that rant the first time I ever had, Dan, the famous bowl or the flavor bowl or whatever the hell it's called, the flavor bowl.
Right.
And I did that rant about how I discovered it. And I spent like 15 minutes talking about it one night on the air because it was the first time I'd ever tried it. You know what the famous bowler is, right, at the KFC, Esmeralda? I know you've never been there, but.
Yeah. It's where I know some comedian calls it the failure bowl.
Yeah, that's Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt did it's a spectacular bit, too. So. What was really funny was I did this whole thing about how much I loved it, and then Patton Oswalt did this whole thing about how sad it was, and it was like 3 weeks later. Like, that was 3 weeks later. And people kept sending me that the routine that Patton Oswalt did. Patton Oswalt, by the way, is a genius. I love him. He's one of the funniest people that's ever walked the earth. Anyway, so I love that. I love the Flavor Bowl. And that's still on the menu, yeah, right? You can still get everything just shoved into a bowl. Covered in gravy and cheese. It's fantastic. 773 area code, Aunt Kathy says, the 55-cent cake was only on Wednesday. They opened at 10:30 and there was a line all the way around the block. Could you imagine what the line was at the Portillo's for 55-cent, one day 55-cent cake? I'm waiting in line. I'm camping out 3 days early. 708 area code says, my number one limited time drink is Crystal Pepsi. It's so good. Does that come? Crystal Pepsi comes back every once in a while. They throw it back into the jewels every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I think so.
773 area code and Dave in Oak Creek said, I would love to see the Cheddar Melt come back at McDonald's. Yeah, that was good. Cheddar Melt was good. If I'm not mistaken, it came on like a wheat bun, a darker bun. And it had the cheddar cheese sauce, the hot cheddar cheese sauce, and caramelized onions. Oh, it's good. How about the McFeast? I do not remember the McFeast. It was introduced in the early 70s, and it stopped in the late 70s, the McFeast. This hefty burger lived up to its claims with a quarter pound of beef and a generous glob of citrusy mayo. This giant burger lives on in Scandinavian countries. All right. The roasted chicken salad from Quiznos. Are the Quiznos still around? Are there Quiznos? Yeah, Quiznos are still around, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Do they still advertise with the rats?
I haven't seen an ad recently.
We got a pepper bar! I love those commercials.
It looks like there's one in downtown and one in O'Hare.
Oh, all right. Because there used to be one in Andersonville. When I lived in Andersonville, there was one. And that was right at the height of, they got a pepper bar! With the rats. Or sponge monkeys, right? Is that what they were called? Sponge monkeys, right? Because it came from that wacky website.
Yes.
We like the moon. We love the moon. That was where it started. Quiznos, known for their toasted sandwiches, but for a limited time, this salad was their true calling. Between the honey mustard dressing and the melted cheese and the pita it was served with, it was everything you could ever want in a salad, and they want it back now. Roasted chicken salad at the Quiznos. You ever have that, Esmeralda?
Did not.
Dan, you ever have that?
No, but it sounds delightful.
It does. I used to eat at Quiznos every once in a while. I thought they were pretty good. Oh, here's the famous Arch Deluxe. McDonald's pushed this as a adult burger, but the upscale flavor is a secret mayo mustard sauce, Spanish onions, and hickory smoked bacon were underappreciated. After a $150 million ad campaign lagging sales, the Arch Deluxe was scrapped. Poor Arch Deluxe. This one we've talked about before, the Bell Beefer from Taco Bell. They stopped serving this in the 80s, the Bell Beefer. For a time, Taco Bell forgot that the restaurant, what it was called, and decided to take a foray into the burger world with a Taco Sloppy Joe burger, the Bell Beefer. So it was served on a bun. Esmeralda, that's really authentic Mexican food, isn't it?
It just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
To put it on a bun.
No.
If you're at Taco Bell.
It doesn't seem right. No, it doesn't at all. The Irving in California, there's the KFC Taco Bell combo right there on the corner. And I went in there a few years ago, Taco Bell. And I walked up to the counter, and I've told you this before. They said, we're out of taco shells and lettuce. And I was like, why are you open? The name of the place is Taco Bell. You're out of taco shells and lettuce? So I got a burrito. But, yeah. So I should have got a flavor bowl, because the KFC probably had all the... It's like walking into KFC, we're out of chicken and gravy. Why? What? That was always the worst fast food joint, you know. And I don't know why I would go there on my way to Ricochet's. I would go there on my way to Ricochet's. I'd stop in, grab something at Taco Bell or at KFC, and always had the worst service at Irving in California. Always the worst service. And you know, like people just standing around. There'd be like 12 people behind the counter, just kind of standing around. And I'd stand there and like look at them, and go, I would enjoy ordering something right now. We're out of taco shells and lettuce. Oh, all right. So, anyway, I'll take a flavor bowl. So, all right. We have to break. We got weather and we got traffic here. And then if you want to jump in, we're going to talk about this for a few more minutes. What fast food limited edition items do you miss or love or like it when they come back, like the McRib? 312-981-7200. And evidently, we're going to have to try that lemon cake. That's something we're going to have to try. Welcome back, man. Triple Play Thursday. Give me a Triple Play Thursday, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Ike in Country Club Hills, little Belinda Carlisle. I get weak. So we get to hear two more Belinda Carlisle songs. You guys remember that scene in Truth or Dare, the Madonna movie, not the horror movie that comes out tomorrow? Of course, you guys probably don't remember it as well as I do, because I've seen Madonna Truth or Dare like 700 times. Do you remember when Madonna, it's like she's doing a costume change, and she backstage and she's doing a costume change. She's getting ready. Or maybe it was like before the show. It was before the show. She's getting ready. She's getting her makeup put on and stuff before the show. And one of the makeup artists next door, in the dressing room next door, who's making up one of her dancers, is singing, "Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth." And she's singing it like that, like doing her Belinda Carlisle, and Madonna gets pissed off. She's like, is she doing her Belinda Carlisle again? Every time I hear Belinda Carlisle, I think of that moment in Truth or Dare. I need to watch that movie again. That's going to be my review of the new Truth or Dare. Rent Madonna Truth or Dare. I saw her on that tour, too. The Blonde Ambition tour. Oh, so good. So, you guys ever see... No. You ever see Madonna, Esmeralda?
In concert, no.
Oh. She never... Would she play the Tweeter Center? It's not big enough for her, right? Soldier Field.
I don't think she ever did.
Yeah. Dan, you ever seen Madonna?
Nope.
She's the best. All right, let's talk more about some of these food items that everybody loves for a limited time. How about the fantastic Shamrock Shake? You got to love the Shamrock Shake. All it is a vanilla shake with green food coloring and a little mint. But it makes all the difference in the world. How about chicken fries? Do you guys remember chicken fries? I thought they were still around at Burger King. They say they've been discontinued.
I thought they were terrible.
The chicken fries? Why?
I don't know. There was just something about it. I did not enjoy them.
Okay. I mean, they were just like, they're just chicken, you know, fingers or whatever they are. They're just processed chicken, except they're not shaped like nuggets. Bigfoot pizza from Pizza Hut. A giant rectangular pizza for $11. 16 inches of cheese, hearty tomato sauce, and unknowable goodness. This was marked as the perfect party pizza. Bigfoot pizza. Well, they've got those giant pizzas that you can get at places, right? Like, they call them like the football size pizza. You can get those. The sourdough melts from Arby's, part sandwich, part burger. Hey, here's a question for you guys. Any out there? Has anybody tried the Euros at Arby's? Because that's currently the commercial that they're showing. With Ving Rhames, they're playing holding out for a year, and he goes, "Euro, we've got the meats," that whole thing. But I'm curious, because they look good on the commercial, but like, I don't think going to Arby's for a Euro is a smart thing when there are like 8 million Greek places in the city where you can get like a real Euro. But they look really good, and there's like a turkey Euro and like a beef Euro. Anybody try those at Arby's? I think those are limited as well. I look at the commercial and I'm like, man, I really want to go to Arby's and get a Euro. And I'm like, there's a Euro place like 5 minutes away from my apartment where I can get like a real one. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like, Esmeralda, that's the argument for Taco Bell as well, because there's like 9 million great, legitimate Mexican taco places in the city.
Exactly.
Except the thing is, when I want tacos, I'll go there. When I want Taco Bell, I'll go to Taco Bell, because it's not Mexican food. It's just Taco Bell. The pumpkin blizzard at Dairy Queen. Ooh. I never had. Dan, you ever have the pumpkin blizzard?
I don't like anything pumpkin.
Oh, okay. All right. You're one of those people. Esmeralda, do you like pumpkin stuff?
I do, but I don't really partake.
Well, it's
that often, even when it's the season.
Well, yeah. As soon as late September comes around, they shove everything pumpkin down your throat.
Yeah, I'm not one of those.
Yeah.
I need a pumpkin spice latte.
No. What was that, Esmeralda?
That's usually the people who drink pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I would try that pumpkin blizzard. I like pumpkin stuff. I'm not like, you know, I'm insane. I don't go nuts. The cookie dough blasts from Sonic are on here. They miss that very much. Never had it. The Western Whopper from Burger King. But the number one item, obviously, is the McRib. Still considered the number one limited food item of all time. All right, here. Now, we got texts to close this out here. Ern says, there was a Wendy's at Belmont and Kimball. Now, it was further west. I was thinking one further west. 708 area code says, Portillo's lemon cake is magnificent. I had a slice in the last 2 days. Perfect. Okay. 630 area code says, years ago, I would buy the lemon cake for my employees, similar to a person who buys donuts at their office, and they raved all about it. I bought 2 whole cakes last summer for birthdays, and I'm going to try to recreate it at home since I live in South Indiana without a Portillo's. Hey, you can get it delivered. I said it earlier, $49.99, you can get it delivered. 224 area code, 815 area code also says, remember the McSteak at McDonald's? I wish they would bring that one back. It was so good.
Well, they got the breakfast. They do, and those are steak sandwich.
Those are good, man.
I find them unsettling.
I love them. I love them. What happened to the Arctic Orange Shake at McDonald's? Someone wants to know in the 847 area code. Let's see. 815 area code. I miss the McDonald's Big and Tasty Burger and Taco Bell's Taco Light and Tostadas.
What's Taco Light?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they use meat that doesn't have as much.
They use Olestra.
I don't know. 815 area. Olestra. Wow! Those potato chips may cause, it said may cause anal leakage on the, yeah, on the package. And people still bought them. All right. And then it said, do you remember the McJordan? Yes, I remember the McJordan. It was a delicacy. Okay, we have to take a break. The news is coming up right after this.